Exodus 32, verses 11 to 13. The Golden Calf. Moses. Moses steps into the picture now. Now I find this passage that I'm now going to read to you particularly challenging to me. Let me read the words and then explain. God has said to Moses on the mountaintop, verse 9 and verse 10, that he had seen, that he knew what was going on in the valley with the idolatry of the Israelites. They are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone, speaking as a man. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. And now we have Moses' reaction in verses 11 to 13. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. O Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, it was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger. Relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Exodus 32, verses 11 to 13. God has seen the idolatry. Leave me alone, I want to destroy them. Then I'll make you into a great nation. Moses' reaction to this. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God, not for himself. Moses has no thought here of his own name, of his own reputation, of his own glory, of his promotion and exaltation. Not at all. It's a wonderful challenge. Moses is not thinking of himself. He seeks the favor of the Lord his God, not for himself, but for two ends. The lesser end is for Israel, the people in the valley. His love for them, his desire to see them blessed, urges him, moves him, presses him, stirs him to pray to the Lord his God. He sought the favor of the Lord his God for the people in the valley below. But the greater end that Moses had in mind was the name and person and reputation of God himself. Now, where is the challenge for me? Well, there are many challenges already. Moses' attitude, not seeking self-praise and self-glory and reputation for his own name. But the fact that he prays, we shall go on later in this chapter and see that he does take steps to reform. He steps in. He's a man of action, and that's good. But I'm challenged because it's so easy to be a man of action, but to be a man of prayer. And Moses is a man of prayer before he's a man of action. There's the challenge for me. I'm speaking on this discourse, so I speak to myself first of all. Do I desire the glory of God? Do I engage in these ministerial activities, preaching, writing, conversation with people, whatever? Do I engage in that for my own glory, my own name, my own reputation? God, wash it out of me. Do you feel the same, brother and sister? Do you feel the challenge of this? Is Moses not a rebuke to us, as well as an encouragement? Moses seeks the favor of the Lord his God, not for himself, but for Israel, and above all, for God himself. It's a wonderful word, that but, in verse 11. And then look at his prayer. Oh, Lord, he says. And he argues back with God, and he pleads with God in the same terms as God has spoken to him. God has spoken in terms as though he's a man, and Moses responds, O Lord, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, and so on? Let me just list the points that he makes. He pleads with God for his favor, for his people, because of his power. They are your people, he calls them. Think of your own reputation. Think of what you have done. Think of what you have promised. Think of the covenant. Think of your oath. Think of your word. Think of the patriarchs. Think of the promises that you've made. Let me just go over that. Psalm 106, verse 23, we read that God would have destroyed this people unless Moses had stood in the breach. He's standing in the breach here. He's healing the division. He's holding God back. He's keeping God back from destroying his people. And his argument is, they are your people. Your people, verse 11. You brought them out of Egypt, verse 11. You. It was with your great power. It was with your mighty hand. It was your display. It was your work. It was your sovereignty. Your. This comes over in verse 11. He's pleading with God on behalf of his own name and his own person and his own work. Then your reputation. Why should the Egyptians say you had an evil purpose in all this? You just wanted to destroy them. Why allow the Egyptians to bring your name down into such disrepute? Remember the covenant. Turn from your fierce anger, verse 12. Relent and do not bring disaster on your people. Same argument again, your people. Remember God says, it's your people, it's you brought them out. No, says Moses, it's your people, and you brought them out. Turn from your fierce anger. Do not bring this anger. Relent. Do not bring this disaster upon your people. Then verse 13, remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's a loaded name. He didn't say Jacob, he said Israel. He's arguing on God's promise and the way he led these people and what he'd done for them. You swore to them by your own self. Your name was involved. Your person was involved. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. The Egyptians will say you couldn't do it. Your promise will mean nothing. You can't keep your oath. You can't keep your word. You're not true to the patriarchs. You tell Israel to remember the Sabbath, but you don't remember the way you have promised to your people. So don't do it. Think of your name. Think of your glory. He's speaking to God as a man. He's arguing with God as though God is a man. And he's turning him from his anger. And of course he is successful. Then the Lord relented, but that's outside this discourse. Is there any application today, my brother and sister in Christ? Of course there is. You know my position. It places me in a very tiny minority, I know, but I believe we are under the wrath of God, the judgment of God in the West. I see fun, revels, carnality in the name of Christ, and I can understand God's anger. What am I concerned about? I hope I'm concerned above all for the name of God. Of course, sinners are involved. The gospel is not preached and lived out as powerfully and spiritually as it ought to be. Therefore, sinners are suffering. They're not hearing or seeing the gospel witness and the preaching of the gospel. They're not hearing it as they should. How many are being lost because they're not hearing the gospel? I believe in the sovereignty of God. Nevertheless, I believe in our responsibility too. I think of the cost of the saints, dreadful cost. But as with Moses here, I want to be moved by the name of God. Christ died to save sinners. It's his gospel. And all this fun, reveling and carnality going on in the name of Christ is abhorrent. I hope it's not just abhorrent to me. I believe it to be abhorrent to God. Is he angry? Is his name, his reputation going down in the world? His covenant purposes, the word of God, the promise of God, the oath of God, is that counted little today? Am I going to stand in the breach? Are you, brother and sister? Are we going to be praying for it? I read in the prophets about those who are repairers of the breach. Moses did not stop at prayer, but he began with it. And there's the challenge for me. And I want to be consumed with the glory of God. Whatever I do, in word, thought, or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus and for the glory of God. I want to write, I want to preach, I want to speak, I want to converse, I want to do everything to advance the name of God, the glory of Christ, in the power of the Spirit. Moses is praying as in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2, in wrath, remember mercy. And I'm challenged by this. Will I be more prayerful that God would withhold his hand and yet show mercy to this people? In wrath would he remember mercy. That was Moses' prayer. And God heard him. Brother and sister, let us be men and women of prayer and seek the Lord that he will stay his hand and display his glory yet in the churches and in the individual lives of believers. Unbeliever, here is God in his wrath. Here is a man praying to stay the wrath of God. Seek the Lord, I tell you now, for yourself. Call upon him now while he is near. And that means now, that he might have mercy upon you. That he might stay his hand and not cast you into hell. Call upon the name of the Lord now and be saved. I plead with you. Learn from Moses here. This should be your greatest concern, God's glory in your salvation. Seek him, call for him, look to him, trust Christ, and do it now.